Task 1, Part 1. You will hear a story about a famous explorer. For questions 1 to 7, choose the correct option, A, B, or C. You will hear the recording for the first time in Part 1 of the task, and for the second time in Part 2 of the task.
Now you have 30 seconds to look through the items. Now we begin.
In August 1914, the Irish explorer Ernest Shackleton set off from England to Antarctica in his ship Endurance, a word meaning the ability to do something difficult for a long period of time. A Norwegian team had already managed to reach the South Pole in 1911, so Shackleton's plan was to cross the whole of Antarctica. But his expedition soon got into trouble, and Shackleton became famous instead for one of the most incredible survival stories in history. In January 1915, the weather conditions began to change. Winter began, and the Endurance became trapped in sea ice. Shackleton's crew were able to live on the ship for a while, but as time went on, the ice began to press on the ship. When they realized that the ship was breaking up, Shackleton and his men moved onto the ice itself and began to live there. Luckily for history, the expedition had an official photographer who was able to take hundreds of photos during this time. On the 21st of November 1915, the Endurance finally broke up and sank into the sea. The men camped on the sea ice for another 5 months, but they couldn't stay there forever. Temperatures were rising, and the ice was beginning to break up too. They had 3 small lifeboats. After 14 months stuck in the Antarctic, it was time to leave.
Now you have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Task 1, Part 2. Now you will hear the recording again. Each sentence 8 to 12 has a factual error. Replace one word in each sentence with the correct one, according to the text.
Now you have 30 seconds to look through the items. Now we begin.
In August 1914, the Irish explorer Ernest Shackleton set off from England to Antarctica in his ship Endurance, a word meaning the ability to do something difficult for a long period of time. A Norwegian team had already managed to reach the South Pole in 1911, so Shackleton's plan was to cross the whole of Antarctica. But his expedition soon got into trouble, and Shackleton became famous instead for one of the most incredible survival stories in history. In January 1915, the weather conditions began to change. Winter began, and the Endurance became trapped in sea ice. Shackleton's crew were able to live on the ship for a while, but as time went on, the ice began to press on the ship. When they realized that the ship was breaking up, Shackleton and his men moved onto the ice itself and began to live there. Luckily for history, the expedition had an official photographer who was able to take hundreds of photos during this time. On the 21st of November 1915, the Endurance finally broke up and sank into the sea. The men camped on the sea ice for another 5 months, but they couldn't stay there forever. Temperatures were rising, and the ice was beginning to break up too. They had 3 small lifeboats. After 14 months stuck in the Antarctic, it was time to leave.
Now you have 20 seconds to complete the task.
Task 2. Listen to the end of the story. Number the events 13 to 20 in the order they happened, marking them from 2 to 9. Event 1 is given. You will hear the recording twice.
Now you have 30 seconds to look through the items. Now we begin.
In April 1916, the 28 men set off from their camp on the ice in 3 small boats. They were hoping to travel to South Georgia, an island where they knew there were houses, people, and ships. About a week later, they ended up on Elephant Island, a remote place over 1,000 kilometers from South Georgia, with a population of only penguins and seals. Shackleton knew that the group couldn't survive for long. Nobody knew where they were, and they couldn't contact anybody, so he decided to go and find help. Shackleton and 5 other men set off in one of their small open lifeboats. They were on one of the stormiest seas in the world, in some of the worst conditions Shackleton had ever seen. Incredibly, they managed to reach South Georgia safely after 16 days. But this wasn't the end of their journey. The men had landed 35 kilometers from the nearest human habitation. 3 of them were too tired to walk, but Shackleton and 2 others set off immediately and walked for a day and a half. They had to cross mountains and glaciers before they were able to reach the houses on the island. When they arrived and told their story, plans were made to rescue the men who were still on Elephant Island, but the ice was strong, and the first 3 rescue ships couldn't get to them. Finally, in August 1916, a 4th ship managed to land on Elephant Island and rescue Shackleton's men. They had been on the island for 4 months. They managed to survive by sleeping under their lifeboats and eating penguin meat. In the 2 years of the disastrous expedition, nobody had died. When Shackleton returned home, Europe was in the middle of the First World War, but Britain was still able to celebrate his return. Shackleton's journey from Elephant Island to South Georgia in a small lifeboat is now recognized as one of the most heroic sea journeys in history. Shackleton went back to the Antarctic in 1921. He died during the voyage and is buried in South Georgia, the scene of his most famous expedition.
Now you have 20 seconds to check your answers. Now listen to the text again.
In April 1916, the 28 men set off from their camp on the ice in three small boats. They were hoping to travel to South Georgia, an island where they knew there were houses, people, and ships. About a week later, they ended up on Elephant Island, a remote place over 1,000 kilometers from South Georgia, with a population of only penguins and seals. Shackleton knew that the group couldn't survive for long. Nobody knew where they were, and they couldn't contact anybody, so he decided to go and find help. Shackleton and five other men set off in one of their small open lifeboats. They were on one of the stormiest seas in the world, in some of the worst conditions Shackleton had ever seen. Incredibly, they managed to reach South Georgia safely after 16 days. But this wasn't the end of their journey. The men had landed 35 kilometers from the nearest human habitation. Three of them were too tired to walk, but Shackleton and two others set off immediately and walked for a day and a half. They had to cross mountains and glaciers before they were able to reach the houses on the island. When they arrived and told their story, plans were made to rescue the men who were still on Elephant Island, but the ice was strong, and the first three rescue ships couldn't get to them. Finally, in August 1916, a fourth ship managed to land on Elephant Island and rescue Shackleton's men. They had been on the island for 4 months. They managed to survive by sleeping under their lifeboats and eating penguin meat. In the 2 years of the disastrous expedition, nobody had died. When Shackleton returned home, Europe was in the middle of the First World War, but Britain was still able to celebrate his return. Shackleton's journey from Elephant Island to South Georgia in a small lifeboat is now recognized as one of the most heroic sea journeys in history. Shackleton went back to the Antarctic in 1921. He died during the voyage and is buried in South Georgia, the scene of his most famous expedition.
Now you have 20 seconds to complete the task and transfer your answers into the answer sheet. This is the end of the listening task. This is the end of the listening task.